Harry had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Overnight, former President Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, showing voters he hasn't changed. Huh. Mr. Trump again pushing lies and conspiracy theories about the 2020 election he lost, and going further in his support of people convicted of crimes related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
I am inclined to pardon many of them. I can't say for every single one, because a couple of them, probably they got out of control. I would say it will be a large portion of them, you know. They did a very...
Oh, my God.
And it'll be very early on.
The former president also describing his supporters who attacked the Capitol on that day, which left five people dead, this way.
They were there with love in their heart. That was an unbelievable, and it was a beautiful day.
He refused to give an answer on whether he'd back U.S. ally Ukraine.
Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop dying.
Russia invaded Ukraine over a year ago, and the U.S. has backed Ukraine throughout its resistance in one of the major conflicts Mr. Trump would face as president. On another, the economy, Mr. Trump downplaying the consequences of America defaulting on its debts.
I say to the Republicans out there, if they don't give you massive cuts, you're going to have to do a default.
Oh, but while he was president, Republicans voted to raise the debt ceiling three times, allowing the country to borrow more money to avoid default. Economists say defaulting could trigger a massive recession and lost jobs. Pressed on whether he would sign a federal abortion ban in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, Mr. Trump refused to say.
President Trump is going to make a determination what he thinks is great for the country.
The audience seeming very supportive of Mr. Trump, cheering and laughing throughout the event, including when he continued to attack E. Jean Carroll, just one day after a New York jury found him liable for sexually abusing her in 1996 and for defaming her in his denials of the assault.
And I swear to you, I have no idea who the hell, she's a whack job.
President Biden's campaign responding to the town hall overnight with a tweet reading, "It's simple, folks. Do you really want four more years of that?"
No.
While urging people who don't to donate to his reelection.
I mean...
Randy, one thing I know for sure that all narcissistic douchebags have in common is that they refer to themselves in the third person.
Do they?
Everyone.
So sad and sick and twisted and ugly. And listen, you know, people are upset with, you know, CNN. People are upset with Caitlin Collins. People are upset with, you know, a whole... I got news for you. The only thing that really freaks me out is the deal that's being done, and it's going to be awful. That's all I could tell you. This is going to be horrendous. We're about to live through 2016 and 2020 all over again, and Trump is going to expect a different result. Why? Because. Listen, he showed you last night, and so did every pundit. You know, what's that, the guy from Florida who's on the CNN panels now. They're all saying, you know, Pence should have given it to the legislature. Let the legislature, that's what's in the Constitution, that the legislature chooses the manner in which the electors are selected. I mean... Obviously, he's going to try this again. He's going to be the Republican nominee. This is going to be awful. You could be mad at whoever you want to be mad at, but this is the reality in which we toil. This is the America in which you and I live. This is the America in which you and I are trying to raise children, in which you and I are trying to keep roofs over our head, in which you and I are trying to make sense out of the world that we, you know, toil in. That is where we are. And, you know, the amount of violence and hatred and, you know, the amount of stoking of those rage-filled, you know, people, it's all about to, you know, like reach its pinnacle. And it's really up to us what happens. This is what Biden has been calling an inflection point, and he's correct. This is an inflection point. This is like, you know, I've said this over the years. You know, can you imagine if the United States was not as lucky as it was during World War II? Now, I wasn't alive. My father served in World War II. You know, I mean, it was like the defining moment of his life. He was never okay when he came home after that because of what he saw. That said, we had FDR. They had various autocrats across Europe, right? They had Franco in Spain, that his name came up the other day. Obviously, the big one, Adolf, right? Then you had Mussolini over there in Italy. Okay, you had the Vichy French who were, you know, very pro-Nazi and were very anti, you know, the French who wanted to hide people from extermination on their farms and in their homes, right? So you had FDR here, and I've always marveled at how lucky we were, what a great break we got, that was the president at the time. Well, we're about to figure out whether or not we have another lucky break and we get a decent president, you know, in 2025 is January 6, 2025 would be the certification day for whoever prevails in this particular election cycle known as 2024. But it's already started. That's what last night was about. Last night was about the kickoff for the primary. Donald Trump clearly is going to be the Republican primary winner, clearly, okay? And some really heinous deal has been struck. So here's the way I see it. You can tell me if you think I'm right. You could tell me if you think I'm wrong. But if you think I'm wrong, you have to tell me why. Okay, so Fox has thrown Donald Trump overboard. Why? Because Donald Trump's big lie cost them almost $1 billion, okay, in jury verdicts. And they had to get rid of, you know, various people who were, you know, pretending to, you know, push back against big lie, but really were all about the big lie, whatever, right? And yet, you know, so they've picked another candidate. They have picked, obviously, Murdoch is done with Trump. And it looks like he has selected for himself and for his brand to endorse a Ron DeSantis. But Ron DeSantis hasn't declared himself a candidate. And so there's really not that much excitement about that particular autocrat. And DeSantis is disgusting. Okay. DeSantis disgusting. There's no question. You know, if you just look at the couple of last things he did in the past week, Ron DeSantis has just banned Chinese citizens of this here country from buying more than 2 acres of land in Florida because they're a threat to American security. I mean, I'm just saying. But what happened here is obviously Fox has thrown Donald Trump to the side. They're done with him. CNN, with their new guy, Chris Licht, you got to know when you're licked all over. Chris Licht has decided that the only barrier between the ratings that Fox had by endorsing Donald Trump and that whole ride for, what, 7 years and CNN is that CNN stands in its own way. And so why not make a deal with Donald Trump and support Donald Trump through this election cycle and enjoy some great ratings at CNN? And that's what I think is going on, okay? Jeff Zucker tried it when Jeff was there in 2016. You know, he aired every single one of Donald Trump's rallies, every single one of them. And CNN did okay. They did okay. But this is a corporate media business, and that is the decision that you saw, you know, deployed last night. Okay, and so you could be mad at whoever you want to be mad at. The truth of the matter is, CNN is going to be Donald Trump's media outlet for this next election. DeSantis will probably end up with Fox supporting his efforts. If he should make it through the primary, they will support him. I doubt it. I doubt he will. People don't like him. Why would they want Trump, a knockoff of Trump, when they can get the real Trump? Okay. So it makes no sense to the people who cheer when Donald Trump says really ugly, disgusting things. And last night, I mean, he said some of the most ugly, disgusting things that anybody could say. But that's who he is. He hasn't changed. He will never change. He is who he is. And they made that deal. What's really, really telling, though, is that they agreed to pack the audience for him to show up. That was a negotiation.